This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Over the last 2 months, we've been hearing regularly from three families on this program. They have some things in common. There's an elderly loved one struggling with disease or old age or both. A younger generation is providing care in the home. An even younger generation is pitching in. And each family regularly faces tough decisions about money.
Our series is called Family Matters. Today we hear from the middle generation, one member of each family balancing family needs as well as their own.
Geneva Hunter from Odenton, Maryland, and Natasha Shimon Gilmore from Capitol Heights, Maryland, are with me in the studio. Welcome to you both, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And LaDonna Martin is on the line with us from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. LaDonna, welcome to you.
Thank you. Welcome.
I wondered if we could start with just an update from each of you on the people you care for. Natasha, how's your dad doing?
Dad's doing better, but Dad still doesn't want to go out of the house to a center.
An adult daycare center.
Yeah. So he looks sad in the morning, as usual, but when I pick him up, he's a whole different guy.
And he has dementia, we should say.
Yes, he does. He has early stages dementia.
Geneva, how's your mom, Ida Christian, doing?
Mom's doing great. She did have her defibrillator replaced, and she came through with flying colors. She is having issues with swallowing, which is a part of the latter stages of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But overall, she's doing extremely well.
LaDonna, tell me about Grandma. Tell me about Snootsy.
Grandma's actually doing well. Luckily, she, you know, has her mind, so we don't have that problem. Hers is more physical, getting around, but she's doing well.
I want to turn to a sort of difficult question that I want to ask all of you, but Geneva, your daughter, Yolanda, 43, she gave up her career, her life in many ways, for 2 years to be the daytime caregiver for your mom. At what point does your role as a child and taking care of a parent compete with your role as a parent and taking care of the younger generation?
Tough question.
It is tough.
That's a tough question.
Yeah.
My daughter is a fantastic individual. I encourage her to continue to seek employment, and we're always thinking and planning what will happen once she finds a job. We've had to make decisions together. We've set up all night in hospitals together. We've decided on what's the next step to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I would have done without her. She has been my caregiver in so many ways.
And LaDonna, let me ask you that question, the real balancing act. You have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. You are taking care of your husband's grandmother. I mean, do you ever feel like you're giving a little bit too much time to an older generation and kind of not there for your kids as much as you'd like to be?
I mean, not that I feel like I'm giving her too much, because I would do anything for her. I do sometimes feel guilty that I'm not there enough for my own kids, but it's your family and that's what you do. Or that's how I was raised,
Yeah. You
know, that's what you do.
Exactly.
And I think we all feel the same way. It's about family.
Family.
I wonder if you think about when the breaking point might come. And LaDonna, you told me a few weeks ago that, you know, if Grandma, if Snootsy falls or breaks a hip at some point, that might be the moment when you say, you know, we just can't take care of you. We live in a two-story house. We can't take that much time away from our kids. And how have you prepared for a conversation like that?
I mean, we say that to her. Do I truly think I could do it? I guess essentially I don't know what we would do. We would try our best. We would probably, you know, get a hospital bed and try 24-hour care. Mm-hmm. Truly, no one does the care that you would do for your own family member. They just don't.
Exactly.
So it's tough.
It sounds like it's the kind of conversation you could think about in theory, but is a lot more difficult to actually, you know, carry out.
It is.
And Geneva, it's watching someone with Alzheimer's is something unimaginable. I mean, it's I wonder if the disease progresses, if a point will come, if she loses more of her faculties, if it's, you start thinking about, is it worth it for me to have sleepless nights? Is it worth it to make sure she has 24-hour care in the home? Or is there a breaking point where we say, you know, it's time for her to live outside the home?
It's worth it to me to have her with me, even when she doesn't know who I am. The toughest thing for me to face lately was her doctor said to me, you know, one day you're going to have to decide to take the batteries out of her pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I think we'll know when it's time to have those batteries removed. I think eventually I will have to get a hospital bed. But I'm always thinking about what to do to make it more comfortable for her. I think if she passed away today, I could look at myself and say, I did the best that I could. She did her best for me. I want to do my best for her.
Natasha, what could you see as your breaking point when you would have to make a big decision about not being able to keep things as they are?
Well, we have a small joke. My husband always says, if your dad hits you, that's it. Because we've heard that sometimes with that disease, they could be violent. So I said, no, that's not going. We're going to just deal with it. We're going to deal with it as best as we can.
Look forward for me if you all can. Geneva, let me ask you, where do you see things in a year or so?
Well, I think I'm going to be faced with some very tough decisions. I've already checked into hospice and things of that nature, so we have an idea what to do when the time comes. But I will still have my mom with me. I'm not going to allow her to be taken anywhere else until that time comes.
And with me, my mother-in-law just passed with Alzheimer's. So it's almost like that prepared me for what I'm to expect with Dad. I've just been promoted. My employer is aware, thank you, is aware. They were so gracious before, and I'm hoping that even with this promotion, which means, of course, more duty and more responsibility. And so we are just standing by as a family, prepared to do whatever it takes to keep the family together, no matter what.
The amazing thing about telling your stories is that the listeners who have written in and shared their own stories and said they appreciate learning about their own financial decisions from what you've been through. And I guess I wonder if there's one piece of advice you could offer to someone in your situation after sort of living through this, what would it be? LaDonna?
Save early.
Oh,
save your money.
Yeah.
Do a college fund. And,
I know, I wish.
You know, to have that extra.
Yeah.
Natasha, what one piece of advice?
I think family needs to educate one another. My family never told us about, you know, life insurance, never told us about long-term care. Just educate one another on all of your options. I'm trying to educate the young people now in our family that we have an inheritance. It's us. We have roundtable talks at home. We talk about everything that's going on, and I show them everything that's going on. I say, these are the books. What would you do if I wasn't here?
I remember your table.
Yeah,
you're showing me where
everything's labeled. You've got to learn it. You've got to learn it all.
Geneva, what one piece of advice on your mind?
I'm going to say two things. I know I'm only supposed
that's
to
okay.
say one.
You're allowed.
But I think saving is critical. The second thing would be communication. If you know that a disease runs in the family, you may not get it, but someone else in the family may get it.
Exactly.
And you have to be educated in order to take care of the person appropriately.
I cannot thank the three of you enough for joining us today, and I can't thank the three of you enough for sharing your families and your stories.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
LaDonna Martin lives with her family in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Geneva Hunter in Odenton, Maryland, and Natasha Shimon Gilmore in Capitol Heights, Maryland. It's our series, Family Matters, and you can hear all of our stories and see some really powerful pictures of the families by NPR photographer Kainaz Amaria, all at npr.org.